Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is John chapter 6, verses 55 through 58. The Reverend Doug Gribenaugh is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6, beginning at verse 55.
For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever feeds on me, he also will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like the bread the fathers ate and died. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever. O Lord, have mercy on us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Throughout the Old Testament, the Lord gave his people real gifts that pointed forward. Manna in the wilderness, sacrifices in the temple, but they were not the final thing. Yet they taught Israel to look for the greater gift, the true gift that was to come. And now Jesus reveals the true gift. His truth uncovers how many things in this world make the claim to give life and yet cannot sustain it. Jesus speaks truth, true food, true drink, true life. He says, "My flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink." Now, the word that the Holy Spirit chose, that St. John employs, truth, aletheis, not here in the context of true and false or correct and incorrect, really more genuine, actual, the thing itself, not just the shadow of it. Just as the bread my son eats in Roblox is not true bread, the water picture on my wall is not an actual waterfall, or the shadow of a person is not the person themselves. In the same way, the manna in the wilderness was real bread, but it only fed Israel day to day. It was but a shadow. Sustaining the body for a time, it would not give eternal life. Instead, it pointed forward to the actual, the genuine, the true bread who would come down from heaven. Same is true of the sacrifices commanded by God, real offerings, but Hebrews tells us the substance of these. This was a shadow of the good things to come. The reality belongs to Christ. And so when Jesus says his flesh is true food, it is as if he said, what I give you is not a symbol of life. It is life. It's the real thing. The thing the manna, the sacrifices could only foreshadow. And it's not just a mere adjective, a way for Jesus to drive home a point. Here's a really powerful adjective next to this food, next to this drink. Instead, he immediately shows what true means by showing what true does. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. And that's the heart of it. The food is true because it accomplishes the very thing that Christ declares. The drink is true because it gives what Christ promises. True in this passage stands over and against what is partial, what is temporary, what is anticipatory, like the manna, the sacrifices. Real bread, real sacrifices, given by God, commanded by God, but did not give eternal life. Could not create the abiding, only point forward to it. to that which the faith looks to, the faith that saves. See, Christ's flesh and blood are true because they're the fulfillment, the substance, the actual gift that gives what manna could only anticipate. It gives exactly what Christ says, abiding in him and life in him. Christ's flesh and blood, the true thing he speaks of, creates that union, abides in me and I in him. Not imagination, not spiritual aspiration, not the believer trying to climb upward. Instead, it is Christ himself giving himself into the believer and drawing the believer into him. The very thing he promises again in John 15, abide in me and I in you. The living bread. Not merely that he is alive, but that he himself is life, the Lord of life. He is the living bread. Those who feed on him live. Exactly what we hear in verse 57. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, or on account of the Father, so whoever feeds on me, he also will live because of me. The living Father, the fountain of divine life, the Son living in on account of, because of the Father, the eternally begotten Son, partaker of the same divine life, divine substance. The believer lives on account of the Son, receiving his life through him who is true food and true drink. It's the same life that Isaiah promised when he said, incline your ear that your soul may live. The same life St. Paul confesses when he says, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. His brothers and sisters, do not be left pondering, wondering whether Christ is near. Not left to cling to him by your own strength, or by your own wisdom. You are not left to search for him, or to search for the life in yourself. Instead, this living bread has come down from heaven. This true food is given. This true drink poured out. The one who gives himself to you is the one who abides in you. And because his flesh is true food, because his blood is true drink, you truly have all that he promises. Life eternal in his name. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.